This is Passport to Texas. Last year's record-breaking heat and drought contributed to one of the longest outbreaks of red tide in Texas history. Parks and Wildlife biologist Meredith Bird says a species of algae named Carinia brevis causes the condition.
When these algae reproduce very, very quickly, they turn the water red or a reddish brown, and so that's what we here on the Texas coast know as a red tide.
Red tide can be irritating to the skin and lungs, but it's not a serious threat to most people. But certain aquatic life isn't as lucky.
Red tide does cause toxins that kill fish and are collected in the oyster tissue. And so, unfortunately, the commercial oyster season that would have began on November 1st has been suspended indefinitely.
Parks and Wildlife Water Resources Branch Chief Cindy Loeffler says oysters, because they're filter feeders, will eventually rid themselves of toxins, just not in time to save this season's $30 million Texas oyster industry.
What has to happen is for the toxin level in the oyster meat to drop below a certain threshold level. Unfortunately, the drought is predicted to persist at least through mid-spring, and so that would typically be about the length of our commercial oyster season.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.